On this week's episode of Gaming Buzzed, top 3 superhero games. And here are your hosts, Bill and Reese.
Welcome to Gaming Buzz, guys, where we get drunk enough where breaking the fourth wall doesn't even matter anymore. We are here this week to talk about our top 3 superhero games. I'm Reese. To my left is my amazing co-host, Bill. Bill, what's going on?
Whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. There was some cool news that popped up this week.
You were doing so good for many episodes.
No, it was a lead-in. I wasn't. See? Jesus, look at this. Look at this. Can I live? Can I live, people?
Do you just want to do it live?
Yes, we're doing it live. I was literally going to say, there was some cool news that happened in the video game world this week, but before we get to that, Bill, what beer are we drinking this week?
We had a double last week. This week we're going to go with a triple.
Are we going to so 3 more episodes by now, we're going to drink like a Sixtels?
Did they go that high?
Well, a Sixtels, a keg.
I mean, if it's Miller, we might as well. It's Miller.
Awesome.
River Horse,
Jersey Boys.
Yes, right in Ewing. It's not that far. And River Horse is one of my favorites.
You like Happy Hippo?
Yes. Hippotizing?
Yes.
I think they have one just in the brewery now. I think it's the sour version of... I think it's the sour version of this, actually.
Yeah. Hey, have you tried it yet?
No. No. We just saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. So, cheers. Called me out. Didn't even give me a chance. Didn't even give me a chance. So, I was just trying to lead in because, I don't even know if you're going to see this in chronological order, so I'm going to be fucking up our entire timeline. But when we recorded last week's episode...
Yeah, it sounds like superhero movies.
Yeah, exactly. We're just time travel everything and make sense of it. Looking at you, Infinity War 2. Was that a spoiler? Should I say spoiler alert?
No. So,
in the last episode that we recorded, we talked about how Walmart Canada had leaked information of games that were going to be coming out because you went on their website, they had like boxes of the games on the site with these titles just text on there, and it was games that no one knew were supposed to be coming out. And we actually come to find out within the following week of that news, a lot of those games are actually coming out. So I think there's some truth behind in the Walmart.
And we discussed this off camera. It's like I told you, I think it was one of those things where like a programmer knew.
Yeah.
Like they had inside information and they like kind of just made a mock of everything. And they had maybe like a test version and the real version. They meant to send the test version. And that's how
got all along.
My guess.
Because and like you said, we were talking about it because I highly agree with them. So you got to think about it. E3 is only going to be in a couple of weeks. E3 is going to be in June. So these video game companies that have new games coming out are sending out press releases all across the country in all different stores, all different magazines, stuff like that, of upcoming game titles are going to be coming out. So they have it all prepped. So it's just really funny that Walmart leaked all this content, and I think all the video game companies went, oh shit, Walmart already released it, so let's just...
This whole thing like, fuck that game, reskin it. It's gonna be this now.
Exactly. So games that were announced, Rage 2, Kingdom Hearts 3, there was an announcement for possibly a new Assassin's Creed or a new Splinter Cell, which
I think the biggest surprise was the Rage 2. Kingdom Hearts 3 has been announced for a while.
Kingdom Hearts 3 has been announced for a while, but there's been no timeline on it. They had that announcement on the Walmart leak, and within the last week, a gameplay trailer came out.
Yes, finally.
And it looks, and I was saying to Bill, I played a little bit of Kingdom Hearts. I'm not huge into them, but I love Square, I love Final Fantasy games, and I love Disney. And this Kingdom Hearts 3 looks fucking awesome.
Never really played Kingdom Hearts. I know plenty of people that did and say it's amazing. I kind of wish I would go back and replay them all now.
That might be something to do, because there's a lot of games, too. There's Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2, there's 2.5, there's Kingdom Hearts 2 Remix. So there's a lot of things that all tell the story.
So there's a whole lot of things of Disney liking making money.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So that's why they bought Marvel and Fox.
And us. Disney owns the world.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We will all be a part of Disney at some point.
Fuck yeah, we will be.
So the Walmart leak holds true because there was a lot of announcements. And like I said, these companies are probably like, well, shit, they already let the cat out of the bag. Like, let's put some news out there. So, like, the Rage 2 was probably the biggest one. No one really, expected or wanted a rage sequel. Well, I'm not saying that Rage 1 was bad, but that wasn't anything that,
I need to,
like,
go back and finish it.
People were, like, more talking about, like, when the hell is the next Elder Scrolls game's gonna come out? When's, like, you know...
I feel like we're good for Elder Scrolls for a while.
Well, because
they just kept re-releasing it.
Yes.
All that. Like, I think the biggest surprise is the ones that aren't coming are gonna be Gears 5.
Halo 5.
Or was it Gears 6?
No, Gears 5. Gears, okay. 5. Because 4 was Judgment. Because it was 1, 2, 3, then Gears 4.
No, that, there was like one in between. I think it was like Judgment, then...
Maybe. I don't know. We're not Gears fans, as you can tell, so
I played the first three, but that's the most I really remember.
No. Well, also, since it is our episode where we're talking about our top three favorite superhero games, there's no way we cannot talk about the fact that Deadpool 2 just dropped.
And only one of us saw it.
And only one of us saw it, and one of them is not Reese. I did not see it.
I have been tiptoeing so much of how to not give anything away.
I'm going to make sure I go see it within the next week. I love the first Deadpool. I've heard nothing but positives about this one. I heard that they... So I've read some stuff that, like, there might be some things going on. I'm not going to spoil anything because it's still pretty new. But I did read a headline that the Deadpool 2 fixes some of the mistakes.
Yes.
Faux pas by Fox previously in X-Men Origins Wolverine. I don't know anything about it. Bill does. That's why he's grinning and not saying anything right now. But supposedly they addressed that.
There are so many funny cameos in this movie that I can't really say anything. There's a lot more fourth wall.
And I was going to say, I heard there's a lot more fourth wall.
Oh, yes.
Everyone said that, like, as great as the first Deadpool was, because the first Deadpool was great, they say this one feels much more like a comic book movie, like a Deadpool comic book. Like,
Cable... He's a fucking great villain.
Yeah.
I know we should have looked at this before we started. The New Zealand kid who plays...
The kid.
He's fucking amazing. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, okay.
He's such a little nerd.
I'm excited. We said, how was Domino?
Oh, she was fucking awesome.
Awesome.
They made Luck a superpower.
And that's really cool. I knew they could do that, and that's awesome, because Domino has been one of the more interesting little, like, side characters in the Marvel comic book universe.
And
so
I've looked into it more of how they changed it for the African-American character actress. Apparently, she's white and just has a black spider on the eye, and they switched it. Now she's black, has a white spider on. She was fucking great.
I'm totally okay with that, too. I remember, like, people were mad about that initially. I'm like, really? Like, get the fuck over yourselves.
Because people love to get mad about shit.
I don't mean, like, it's so funny. Like, and, like, we talked about this a little bit when we were talking about the Solo. So there's another news article coming out that a lot of people are pissed off that a writer interview said that Lando is pansexual, which means he'll have sex with anything from men to women to aliens to possibly droids or anything of that nature.
I don't see the problem. It's also Star Wars.
I don't see the problem with any of that. I don't see the problem with changing a character's skin color. It's 2018. When these stories and these movies that would have came out 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was a different world. You didn't have the opportunities for people to get roles and they have the opportunity for characters like that in that time. It's a whole different time. So I have no problem. Like, I kind of think it was a little weird what they did with Mary Jane and Spider-Man, but I have no problem with Mary Jane being black. It was odd how they handled it, but...
What about the Ancient One being an old white woman in Doctor Strange?
Tilda Swinton can be anything that she fucking wants
Tilda
to
Swinton's
be.
Fucking awesome.
Tilda Swinton's awesome. And when I heard that...
Scarlett Johansson in Ghost in the Shell.
Again, the movie is set in New Tokyo, like Neo Tokyo, years and years in the future, but the Major's body is 100% android.
I'm also not caring. I'm just mentioning all the ones that people had an issy fit about.
Who's to say that her android bot didn't look like an American? Like, it doesn't have to. This is the thing. In anime, especially, and I'm glad you brought this up real quick, in anime, none of the characters in anime look Asian. They look like anime characters. They don't look like any dialect, really, or any region. And, like I said, the Major is it's android. Her body is an entire bot. So, who's to say that her entire body doesn't look like Scarlett Johansson? Like,
I'm trying to think of another one. I think it was the one where the Asian woman from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was bad, but I think that was a Scarlett Johansson one. I think.
I don't know. And then, you know, people bitched about, like, oh, man, I just was
the Doctor Strange one was a hilarious one.
Yeah, what was that?
The Tilda
Swinton. Oh, Tilda Swinton.
I remember, I think even...
Who came?
I think Stan Lee came out and defended it.
Yeah.
He's like, it doesn't matter. It's an ancient being. Who really gives a shit? Doesn't have to be Asian or...
It doesn't have to be anything. Here's my biggest thing, and I'll end my conversation. I'm not arguing with it. All these things, guys, all of them, all these video games, all these movies, all these comic books, all these stories that we grew up with, they're all fucking fictional. If you're losing sleep over what a fictional character is going to be depicted as on a movie or a show, and less worried about the script being good, the directing being good, the acting being good.
Now. Fictional characters.
Yes, exactly. Seriously. Like, these are fictional characters. Like, as long as you're doing a good job with them, I don't give a shit what they are. They
look at you, DC.
Just do a good job. Just do a good job.
Yes, you're not. We had a full hour discussion about how DC is going to fail.
Yeah, I don't care if you change the skin color. I don't care if you change the sexuality of these characters. Just do a good job. That's all I ask. Make the movie entertaining. Make me want to care about the characters. Make me want to watch the movie. That's all that fucking matters.
Yes.
So, let's not harp too much on that. Go see Deadpool 2. I'm going to go see Deadpool 2. What's it with you?
Having to keep Deadpool 2
still. So Deadpool 2 has kind of like been the new thing, like when you're...
God, yes. I want to tell you the one so much because it's just not one you're going to guess. You almost did because you mentioned the link to me. I went, oh, fuck, you read it.
Yeah.
It's the voice of someone.
Yes. So I did see an article when I was doing my research for today's episode for new stuff saying find out who was the voice cast for spoiler in Deadpool 2. So obviously there's a cameo of someone doing a voice of a character that is a spoiler to the movie. So I'm highly, highly interested. I might make it a plan to go see it today after we're done recording.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. I'm really excited.
I can't wait for that text message. Like, you fucker.
Like, shut up, bitch. I'll be in the movie theater and text you like, God damn it, Bill.
It's not one you see coming.
Okay.
This one was a lot more... it got more of a reaction. It wasn't just all comedy. There was a great amount of comedy. There's a good fourth wall breaks. There's the jokes between Marvel and DC. DC.
Are you from the DC universe?
Josh Brolin was fucking awesome. And also, they're not joking, he is jacked because there is one shirtless scene where it's like, the CGI is fucking awesome.
The CGI is also good.
It's like, I thought it was just the arm. No, it's like all
it's, it really is. It's, you know, that's funny. As big as an X-Men and Marvel guy I am, I did not know that it exceeded into his body. I thought it was just the arm.
They didn't mention whose son he is, though, which I was...
Well, I'm surprised, especially Deadpool. I think they would have cracked a joke about that, at least.
No. No, they never mentioned...
They made no Cyclops jokes whatsoever?
No, yes, if you also you didn't know Cable...
I mean, well, that's not a goddamn spoiler. Like, if you know anything about Cable or comics, Cable is Scott Summers' son.
No, they never mention it. No. Right. Not even, like, a quick one. There is, like, of course, all the Josh Brolin roles. They make fun of, like, One-Eyed Willie.
Thanos
one is real quick.
Yeah.
It goes by quick.
Oh, did you make a Thanos joke? Okay, that's cool.
It's like something like, chill out, Thanos, and he shuts him up.
Did they make like a new culture old men joke?
No. I honestly have to go back and like see them all again.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them.
Okay.
But what's been buzzing with you, sir?
I just bought a new car.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, man. That's really what's been buzzing with me. That was like, I just bought a new car like literally 3 days ago. And it's awesome. It's a Mazda 6. It's a Zoom Mazda. It's really nice. It's 2015. It's clean as shit. It's got awesome fucking... Dude, the speakers in it are great.
Of course you would buy a car whose tagline would rhyme with a rap song from the 80s. Zoom, zoom, and your boom, boom. Over the ass shit, dude. My God.
Oh, man. No, I love...
Never even thought of that, did you?
I did not. I really did. I swear. I did not even think about that. No, the car is awesome, though. It's I think the thing I love about it most, the speakers. The audio system is fucking awesome inside of it.
That is the nice thing with new cars. They do seem to focus more on the audio.
Yeah, dude, I was driving, like I was telling them, I was driving around Blaring Metal. I was listening to As It Lay Dying. I was listening to, I listened to This America at least like 3 times in it by Donald Glover, or Charles Gambino.
Are you driving through white suburban areas?
No, actually, I live in a white suburban area, so yeah, I guess I was driving in a white suburban area.
I know, it's like, when your parents come up and they're looking at me, I'm going, oh, great, they probably think I'm bringing him weed.
You know it. But yeah, so that's really been buzzing with me. Besides that, another thing that I want to bring up real quick. So we just posted something on our Facebook page.
I saw it.
About the new God of War game, and Bill was like, oh yeah, like this is Reese
finally played.
Here's the thing, though. I did not play, and I'll tell you why. So I had time to actually sit down and play video games like I never do in my life, and I did. And I was, you know what? I'm going to download it by God of War right now and start playing it. Sat down, grabbed my PlayStation controller, grabbed TV remote, turned TV on, turned the PlayStation on. For some odd reason, I can't link to the HDMI section to see the PlayStation. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I go look at the cord connection, and the metal part of the HDMI connection is still in the back of the TV. The cord was lying on the ground.
Yeah. Like,
my dogs must have fucking ripped the cord out of the back of the fucking TV, so I couldn't fucking download it. But I did buy a new HDMI cable. It's upstairs. I just haven't had an opportunity.
Thank Christ. Imagine if those were expensive, you'd have to sell your dog.
And I love that. Oh my god, I know, seriously. Didn't we just talk about that? Was I talking to you about this? No, someone else. I love dogs. I've had dogs my entire life. I own two of them right now. There's only been one time in my life where I literally wanted to cause physical violence with a dog. And I was when I had my apartment, and my brother, my ex's little brother, is a brother to me, his dog was over. And I was playing Skyrim, and I had my Xbox standing straight up, and the dog hit the entertainment center and knocked the Xbox down, and it burned a circular ring in the Skyrim disc, and it wouldn't load past the loaded first loading screen. We turned it on. I've never wanted to hurt a dog so much for my entire life.
Mine is worse, and my girlfriend's probably watching this right now, laughing. We dog sat for her cousin and her now husband, and they're like, "Oh, she'll be fine. You know, got a crate and all that."
Yeah.
Dog was the most hyper fucking dog I've ever seen in my life. Like, she had one of those couches that goes around the wall. It was like running sideways along the back of the couch, like some Matrix type shit. We try to go to bed, put it in its crate. It just will not stop fucking barking. I'm getting ready to lose my shit. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I need to sleep. She tells me, just go let it out. I go in, turn the light. Oh. It had shit in the crate.
Okay.
And then flung it fucking
everywhere. Oh, man.
It was like a good 4 foot radius.
Oh, that's bad, man. I don't think I've ever had to deal with something like
then,
that.
Then, of course, we had to stay up and just wait for them to come get the next asshole. And I was like, never the fuck again.
Oh, my God. That's pretty
that was the closest I've ever hung one to hurt a dog.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so dogs, dog shit, not playing God of War, new cars, and Deadpool. That's what's been buzzing with us for this week. Before we get into our top three list, though, another little bit of kind of like side news that I just want to add. We are doing our top three superhero games, and we always like to look at what other people have to say about the list that we do and their perspectives and our opinions, see if our list match up with their list, stuff like that.
I still don't like this list.
I don't, you know, and we'll talk about what's wrong with this list. I found a couple of lists, but I went with one off of Games Radar of a top 15 superhero games of all time list, and I just jotted it on the top five so we can talk about it real quick.
It's also a very good thing IGN doesn't have, like, or Nintendo doesn't have their own superheroes. Because it would just be Mario.
And Metroid.
Mario vs. Metroid.
Nope. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. I mean, I guess people playing Smash Brothers have made that battle happen. But so real quick, I'm going to go to the top five. I see a couple on this list that I know are on both me and Bill's list. So at least
I agree on number five. I just feel like it should be higher.
And I agree with number one. And I actually... I'm not surprised number one is number one. I'm okay with number one being number one.
I agree with number one.
Yeah. So number five is Spider-Man 2.
Should be higher.
It should be higher. And it should be higher. And I'll explain why it should be higher. Number four, Injustice 2.
People love those fucking games.
People love those games, and I heard they're great fighting games, but that's my
thing. Isn't there a story to those
games? There is, but the thing is, though, they are fighting games.
Yes, it's Mortal Kombat with superheroes.
That, in my opinion, isn't a superhero game.
No.
There are superheroes in the game, so I understand why they picked it. And I heard it is a great game, so I can't knock the game.
Also, if you have to mash more than four buttons just to cause them to have a spark of their powers, it's not a superhero game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like fighting games should be included into the concept of a top 10 or top 15 list of superhero games.
Did we include that Star Wars fighting game? Or we just,
no, we didn't.
Did we do it as an honorable mention?
What was it called? Masters of Tiramisu?
Yeah.
That's a cake or something. But
I don't know what Star Wars is into.
Yeah.
I think it was like an honorable mention.
Yeah,
I think we just did that to mention it.
Yeah. Well, see, like
that existed.
To say a Star Wars game, a Star Wars fighting game, is, in my opinion, still a Star Wars game.
True.
To say a superhero game, I don't think a fighting game is really a superhero game because it's a fighting game.
I agree, I just said you might be using
superheroes to fight, but it's just fighting. It's side 2D like fighting game. At least it just is. I mean, there's 3D elements to it, but not.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
I see what you mean. Yeah. So three, I don't think belongs.
Three, Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction, and I'll talk about this later when we talk about our list. I love the Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction, but all of those games, the Incredible Hulk game, the Iron Man game, a lot of games came out. They, in my opinion, were just reskins of Spider-Man 2. They took what the awesomeness of what Spider-Man 2 did for gaming, and like, you know what? Let's throw away Incredible Hulk in Spider-Man 2 and do that game. Let's throw Iron Man in Spider-Man 2 and create that game. And those games were fun, but I don't think it should be higher than Spider-Man 2.
But also, Spider-Man was the more fun one to climb to the highest building and then jump off.
Yeah.
You can't really do that with Hulk.
Yeah. You kind of can, though. That Hulk game is also, you run so fast, you run up the side of buildings.
Yeah.
Number two, again, fighting game, Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom. And I would not, you know, and those games are great. They are great games. I just wouldn't put them on the list.
I was surprised Marvel versus Street Fighter, or no, that technically would be that.
Yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom is Marvel vs. Street Fighter. Yes. And number one, which I can't even really be mad at, argue with, because I kind of agree with it.
I agree with the series choice. I don't agree with game choice.
Batman Arkham Knight.
I feel like it should have been Asylum.
And see, you see Asylum, and I personally, only one out of the series that I played the most of was Knight. I loved Knight, but I know a lot of fans online, a lot of friends of mine that are fans, always say City is the best. I was surprised to not see City as the number one.
I'm not saying Knight is bad in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking game to play, but Asylum was the one that introduced you to this new universe.
Yeah.
And just how dark it could really go. Like,
yeah. See, and I told you about this, my problem with Asylum to me was a little repetitive. I feel like it was like, climb through this air duct, beat up these thugs. Climb through this air duct, beat up these thugs.
That's also very true.
Climb through this air duct, fight this boss. Climb through this air duct, beat up these thugs, and repeat. And that's it. It just kind of seemed like...
I think I'm going to agree with you now and go City, because you got Solomon Grundy, who we just...
Yeah, we just talked about. Well, the slave was in Origins. Origins. He wasn't the slave.
Who was?
Deathstroke.
Ah, that's right. That's still one of the hardest boss battles.
Yeah.
Him, I think Deadshot's in City as well.
Is Deadshot in City?
I feel like that's one of those side investigation ones.
Okay.
Like, someone gets shot, and then you have to, like...
find where the bullet came from, all that nonsense. Okay,
I could be wrong, completely.
I've never played City. I remember the trailer for Origins, and that cinematic trailer with the battle between Batman and fucking Deathstroke was fucking awesome. I remember, like, oh shit, this was fucking...
Oh yeah, it was. It's fucking difficult. Yeah. Like, he's a hard one to beat.
Yeah, so that was their top five. We're gonna get into our top three and talk about what we think are our favorite or our top superhero games. What else would you have if you would have taken Injustice 2 and Marvel vs. Capcom off of their list?
Mm.
Like, what do you think? I mean, do you not want to say anything? Do you would not want to spoil your choices? What else would you have thrown in here?
Well, Ultimate Alliance was on the list, correct?
Ultimate Alliance was on the list.
That's one I always see up there very high.
Yeah. Lego Marvel Super Heroes was great, and I heard that game's awesome. I love the Lego games.
Apparently, they just really knock it out all the time.
Yeah, they really do.
There was another one you mentioned. It's one I never got to play, but you did, I believe you said.
Oh, jeez.
X-Men Origins Wolverine?
X-Men Origins Wolverine. That movie was fucking hot trash.
Yes.
The video game was a lot of fun, because the video game was very gory as well. You know, they kind of kept that continuity going of the gory Wolverine stories. And I think it was that long ago. It was like the last wave of Blockbuster. I remember running that at Blockbuster. This was like the tail end of Blockbuster being a thing. I think that the X-Men Origins probably came out, what, 05, 06?
No, later than that. I want to say, like, 08.
It might be 08, because you know what? Because X-Men just watched an interview with Ryan Reynolds, and he said it's been 10 years of them trying to make the Deadpool movie.
True.
So, 10 years trying to make the Deadpool movie. First Deadpool movie came out at 16, so 06, I would say.
Damn.
Because you got to think, X-Men was 02. So...
No, X-Men was 2000, wasn't it?
Or 2000.
I think X-2 was 2002.
X-2 was 2002, which means Last Stand would have been in 2004, which means X-Men Origins would have been in 2006. So 10 years from 2006. So yeah, so 2006 is probably when the X-Men Origins Wolverine game came out.
I was like, I was dating that X-Men.
Man.
Because I remember going to see X-Men Origins. No, that was something different.
Man.
No, that was...
I didn't go see X-Men Origins in theaters. Just a little insight, guys. I downloaded the bootleg, and I don't know if anyone's out there that's familiar with downloading torrents and bootlegs, stuff like that, but there was a bootleg copy of X-Men Origins that was floating around that had unfinished graphics in it.
I saw that.
That was the only version I've ever seen.
I saw
it. And it was fucking hilarious. There were so many scenes with unfinished CGI in it.
I watched it with, like, Mike. He had downloaded it, and... We used to watch all the movies amazing. Like, we saw Taken, like, 2 years before it came out here.
Yeah.
We watched The Dark Knight there, but I'll always remember just the horrible, horrible final battle. Just that it's pretty much all graphics.
Yes. And yes.
There's like six people fight on the edge.
Yes. You were on that, like the big satellite radar thing they're on? Yeah. Oh, man.
It was just so fucking bad.
It was really bad. Oh, yeah. So
I do like how they tried to save Deadpool at the end of that movie.
His hand coming out of the gravel?
No, I thought it was the eyes open up. I thought
his hand came out of the gravel.
It might have been one of
them. It was something like that. They did try to like say that Deadpool.
And you're just like, no.
Let it die.
No.
Let it die. Like, I remember watching that movie and like my like if there was a meter of how much I loved what was going on, it started at like 10, and as the movie continued, it was just like slowly ticking. And then once they brought Deadpool back in at the end with his mouth and eyes and everything like that, it went seriously all the way to the end. I was like, oh god.
Here's one for you to think about, if you never probably thought about. The same amount of actors who have played Spider-Man have played Cyclops. So if you think about it.
There's three.
Yeah, it's three.
There's
three.
Three James Cyclops. Marsden.
Marsden. The kid who whatever.
In First Class.
Oh, no.
He wasn't in Origins. There was no Cyclops in Origins.
Yes, there was. In the high school.
Oh, yes. And sorry, then, you're right.
And then,
He was not in First Class. I was confusing that character in First Class.
And then, Apocalypse? Yes, with Sansa, yeah.
There was a new Cyclops in there?
Yeah, I forget his name.
The Marsden didn't come back?
No.
Marsden's dead, that's right. How did they explain that?
Well, no, he came back, well, you know, Days of Future Past. You know.
Oh, they watched it. Days of Future Past watched the bullshit that was X-Men The Last Stand. I forgot about that. Thank God for that. Well, Days of Future Past wasn't the greatest movie of all time, but if nothing else, I will always commend it for curing the fuck-ups that was.
I still have to watch the Rogue one. Because I've seen like what the storyline's supposed to be. I just haven't watched it yet. I own it, I just haven't watched it. I'm just very curious how Rogue comes back. Cause
I just like was really like, when they did X-Men Origins Wolverine, I was really hoping that to get a series of films. X-Men Origins Wolverine, X-Men Origins Mystique. X-Men Origin Rogue. You know,
I believe
like,
that was the plan,
yes.
But then that one failed.
Yeah.
I like The Last Stand because of Juggernaut and...
Do you really... That's really...
Just because of Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
That's the best line. It's Vinnie Jones.
Vinnie Jones
is fucking great.
Vinnie Jones is great, but that was... I mean, come on, man.
Almost the return of Toad. He's in the church in the beginning.
Yes, yes.
I enjoyed Toad and Ray Park.
Dude, there were so many problems with Last Stand, dude.
Oh, I know.
There were so many.
Mutant gang with the tattoos, how that
the
was...
The Morlocks! And the Morlocks are one of my favorite characters! So, I'm a big comic nerd, and I remember reading a little bit of them in the X-Men, but I remember a lot of the Morlocks from the X-Men animated series, which followed the comics pretty well. And the Morlocks are one of the coolest, like, sect of group of mutants, and they fucking failed with that.
I mean, we had Ben Foster, but he didn't really even get to do much in that movie. He's a great method actor.
As Angel. I love Ben Foster.
But then they fucked up and Angel's back in fucking Apocalypse. See, that's where Fox keeps fucking up. Make up your goddamn mind. Like, stop picking characters to suit who you think people want to see, like Nightcrawler in Apocalypse.
Yes.
No, like,
wait, Nightcrawler was in Apocalypse?
Yeah, he was. I forget who he was playing.
It wasn't Alan Cummings. Yep. Who was a great choice.
Yes.
He was awesome in X2.
I believe I heard an interview where he just hated the makeup process.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, Rebecca made it, but, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, yeah.
Enough about movies, huh?
Good God.
We could go on about those. We could have a whole episode about
this. We could have an whole episode. We could have a whole podcast dedicated to comic book movies. Easily. But we're not going to do that to you guys. So, yeah, let's get into our top three for this week.
For me, it's top two, so my number one spot's still empty.
Is it really? Are you doing it on the fly?
I think so. I'm still mulling it over.
I can only imagine. I started last week. You want to start it off this one?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
It's a series we're going to talk about. My number three is Batman Arkham City.
Oh, there it is.
I could have went with Asylum right there, but I didn't. It was, as you have put it to me, the first open world Batman game.
Yes, that's kind of what broke the doors open for these series of games.
And it's just such a dark, but still so much fun series.
No, that one was that was the first one that had, like, you could play as other characters. You could play as Catwoman.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Like, yeah, that was, like,
but this was, like, the first one you got, like, that grander scheme. Like, as you said, Asylum got really repetitive. With this, it was, you kind of solve them as you want.
Okay.
And I just got, like, you got more of the characters you got. Like, Two-Face was in, like, the first act.
Okay.
The Week in Bane, I believe. Hatter, I believe he was in this.
Was he back? I remember the Hatter episode, the mission from Asylum, but I like I said, I never played Cities.
I believe he was in City. There was just so many more characters in City, but it was just so much fun. And oh god, I'm just such a bad DC fan because I don't remember the name of it.
And I gotta say, I was talking about this earlier. I'm not really a big fan of DC's villains, but Batman's Rogues Gallery, Batman's villains are the ones that I remember. They're the ones that stick with me.
It was Professor something or Doctor something.
Oh,
Bald guy. He was played.
I know he was in Gotham. He was played by BD Wong. He was reanimating dead people that were frozen.
I almost want to say Strange, but no, that's not.
No,
it's close.
It is Strange.
Is it?
It is Strange. It's Shit, guys, write in and tell us how horrible we are. God, don't pay attention to that. Write in and tell us how horrible we are that we cannot remember fucking... Oh, my God. What was the doctor's name?
Strange? No.
BD Wong. That's what his name
was. It was along those type of lines. Strange? Fuck this.
Yes.
We're doing full transparency right now.
So, there was a lot of cool escape. He was in Asylum, too. He was one of the doctors that was trapped in Arkham Asylum. Fucking the doctor that.
Oh, wait. It's Arkham City, Doctor Strange.
Hugo Strange.
Wow, DC, really?
Yeah. You know what? And we talked about this argument earlier off camera. I do not know who came first. I do not know if Hugo Strange came first or if Dr. Stephen Strange came first.
There is so many similarities between DC and Marvel.
It is, and I don't care.
Yes, we talked also off camera. I believe it might have been on camera. Thanos and Darkseid.
And Darkseid came first. I'm like, yeah, but who? Like, Darkseid is cool and all, but Thanos is more popular. People remember Thanos. Who really remembers Darkseid?
Who's had their own movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what the conversation started with, the whole Wade Wilson.
Yes.
Conversation. Slade Wilson, Deathstroke, Samurai Swords, Mercenary, Wade Wilson. Mercenary, two samurai swords. So yes, Marvel totally did kind of rip.
But also Slave two eyes.
But Deadpool's more fucking popular because you know why? Deadpool's more Michigan. And Deadpool, I love Deathstroke.
And Deadpool has more spin-offs. You have Gwenpool, you have Grootpool, you have Rocketpool. You pretty much have every version of a Marvel hero.
Deadpool started off as an X-Men villain and then went on to work with X-Force and then went on his own after that. So Deadpool's got so much more of a lineage, I feel like.
Also, yes, X-Force is in the movie.
They are the X-Force. And they're talking about... So I think, and not to jump out of it, but I think the third Deadpool movie, and I haven't seen Deadpool 2, but just on the outside, I think the third Deadpool movie should just be called X-Force. It should just be.
I think I saw one that producers talking about making X-Force its own thing.
Okay. And that's okay.
I saw it supposed to be like a raunchier X-Men.
Well, I mean, and that's kind of what X-Force was. X-Force was a little bit more of a more hardcore.
Well, it's going to be very curious as to how Disney handles it.
Good call. Here's my thing.
Although they let Deadpool...
Here's my thing, and I will say, Disney, above all, being Disney, even PGG, Family Disney,
they still
above
make
all,
money.
They want to make money. And there's no way they're going to fuck with the cash cow that Deadpool is.
Yes.
Deadpool is making money, being R. I do not see Disney coming and be like, oh, no, we can't do this. Disney's going to be like, yeah, sure. Like, all right.
It's just going to be very weird seeing that castle shot for the next one with the firework, and it's a Deadpool.
It should be like a bullet.
It might go for that.
Yeah, no, so I don't think Disney's gonna fuck with Deadpool. I don't see why they would.
That'll be like their only R market. I could be wrong.
Disney owns so many studios.
That's the thing. That's where I'm saying I could be wrong.
Make R movies. I know they do. I can't say anything right now off the top of my head, but I know they do. And so this isn't going to be the first R-rated property owned by Disney, but this is kind of now the most popular because it's very current and people are talking about it. It's very popular right now.
Now, jumping into Reese's number three, is Deadpool the game?
No, it is not. My number three, actually, and I'm surprised it didn't make it higher on the list, is Maximum Carnage.
How are you surprised it didn't make it higher on the list? You made the list.
I did make the list. This is the reason why I say this. I loved Maximum Carnage in video game. I played Maximum Carnage in video game so fucking much. I that was my earliest memory of pre-ordering a game. I pre-ordered the game. It came in a cassette. That was a red cassette. It came with a soundtrack cassette again.
This is the thing about pre-orders now. It's just digital.
Everything's digital.
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It came with a cassette that had the soundtrack from that Green Jelly. Three Little Pigs, fuck. Green Jelly. They did the soundtrack for Maximum Carnage.
If you don't know that song, please go look it up. It's fucking hilarious.
We might have been dating ourselves how old we are, because we're talking about Green Jelly. But yeah, so that was the first pre-ordered game I ever got. I remember, I was like, maybe, it was 1994. It was developed by Acclaim and published by Acclaim for SNES. And I was 9 years old, and I remember like talking to my like grandparents. I'm like, I want this game, and like we put money down on it. And I remember it was Electronics Boutique, EB Games.
Before
they were EB Games, they were still just like Electronics Boutique. I pre-ordered it from there.
This is like CompUSA days.
Yes, dude. I remember getting the phone call, because back when people actually did that, before emails and text messages, they called me and like, your game's ready to pick up, and we went and drove and picked it up, and I loved Maximum Carnage. Maximum Carnage was a side-scroller beat 'em up, but it wasn't side-scroller. It had some depth, like Streets of Rage. But it was a beat 'em up game where you played as Spider-Man, but you also had multiple characters that you could transfer between, including Venom, Captain America. There was a couple more. Black Cat, I know, was one. I can't remember all of them, but it was following the Maximum Carnage story arc, where Carnage was created by getting an offshoot of the symbiote from Venom.
Yes, which we'll probably get in the movie.
And then Carnage then himself spawned multiple symbiotes that helped him. Shriek was the name of one of them. Carrion was a villain in it. There was
the Parkway Drive song?
I know, right? I forget the other villains in the main. It was so long ago as I played it. But one thing I'll never forget. One of the episodes, one of the missions in Maximum Carnage was this club. And this club was called The Deep. That was the name of the club, was The Deep.
From Get Out?
Not the Sunken Place. Not the Sunken Place. But so a little backstory. There was a Spider-Man game for PC in 1995-96 called Spider-Man Movie Maker, Cartoon Maker, and you can make your own Spider-Man cartoons on this game. I wish I could find these files that I made them. And me and my friends used to make them all the time, and we recreated The Deep, which is the nightclub for Maximum Carnage, in this Spider-Man game, and it was so cheesy, and it was so awesome.
It also sounds like a very rich idea, considering Venom was a mailed-in idea.
Yes.
And Marvel took it, and I think they paid $75 at the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Exchange right now. And also, they wanted certain characters to get... Oh, no, that was DC. Who gives a shit? I think it was like something like Green Arrow and Wonder Woman get together. And
Of course. Yeah.
Because the fans sent it in, they couldn't do it.
Yeah, so Maximum Carnage was a game I played a lot of in 94.
I'm going to look at that storyline.
Yeah. So what's your number two?
I thought you needed to know something about Carnage before the movie comes out. Just besides that, he's a terrible, terrible, terrible person.
Yeah, Cletus Cassidy was a serial killer that ends up getting the symbiote off of Eddie Brock when they're in jail cell together. And supposedly he's going to be played by Woody Harrelson, who is listed on the IMDb cast for the Venom film, but he has no name next to him of what his character's going to be.
But we still talked about this for Infinity War. Who played Red Skull?
Ugo Weaving. But Alexander Skarsgård.
No, Peter. No.
Wasn't it?
No, it's the guy from Walking Dead.
Oh, you're right. Ross Marquand. Ross Marquand.
Like,
Ross
I haven't seen anything anywhere of him playing that, so I still don't think he knows he did it. It's still one of those things.
Like, do you even know who you are?
It's where I feel like Disney just went, hey, just go with it.
And he was like, yeah, paycheck, sure.
Like, go with what? Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
My list is going to be very one-sided. I went with Arkham Knight.
Did you?
It would have been in your like top two, but it was just so much more fun, as we've mentioned before. We have mentioned this game many times before.
I loved it.
Just drive the Batmobile. We've mentioned this before. I wanted to stick with that. I don't want to fly the Batplane, because I feel like those controls would be very clunky.
It would be very clunky.
Like, you'd be crashing all the time.
Yeah.
Even though the Batmobile was somewhat
indestructible. It was a cool introduction using the Batplane or the Batwing as an element to drop the Batmobile and stuff like that. Like, I like that, but trying to fly the Batwing wouldn't have been unnecessary. You can travel the city pretty fast and pretty well as Batman.
I like the destructive elements, you could also call it, like the pull down stuff, the tank version. It was just a very fun game. We had mentioned the DLC before.
Yes, the DLC was cool. We had Mad Hatter, we had Killer Croc, we had Ra's al Ghul, and we had Mr. Freeze. And the Mr. Freeze one, to me, was really the one that stood out, because I liked seeing Mr. Freeze...
As neutral,
not just... like. And that's the whole thing. Mr. Freeze, his entire lineage, has never really been like, oh, I'm going to be a villain, I'm going to do this. I mean, he's a villain, he's in the rogue gallery. But he was just trying to save his wife. He was just trying to save his wife. And as a character in this DLC, you don't even fight Mr. Freeze.
No, you first show up to the ship that is somehow shown off the coast of Gotham, and it's all frozen.
Yeah.
And as you get there, you see the frozen soldiers go, oh, he's combative. Yeah. No, he's not. He's just protecting what's his.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to fight with anyone. He just wants to be left the fuck alone and just do what he's doing.
They handled that well. They handled that
I like the story of that. Like, the Mad Hatter story, it was okay.
It was okay. Killer Croc was cool. He was an escaped convict on a blimp.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was cool. Who would transfer Killer Croc on a blimp? Who would do that, ever? It's a horrible idea, but it was cool in the game. But who would ever do that?
I had an idea there, but it's a spoiler for Deadpool 2, so
we can't leave it alone.
But I just felt like all that DLC was very short.
Yeah.
I felt like it could have been extended more. It's just all these games, like, as I said, I still haven't picked number one, so that's why I'm not going to expand more.
Mm.
But Arkham Knight was just such a fun thing. Like, Scarecrow was such a good
character.
I almost said Dr. Strange was like, yeah, I fought Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right?
But then it
we're
seemed,
using our made-up names.
Then it seems like he was just such an underused villain for the first couple games in the franchise. Then he just goes to try to take over the city.
Mm.
That opening scene, that was fucking badass.
It was.
The diner scene, get the fuck out.
Yes.
You have to burn the Joker to get just to the title.
Yes. That
was fucked.
That was really fucked. Because, I mean, spoiler alert, Joker dies in the end of Arkham City. And literally the opening, the first time you can actually even
like
use
you
your
can't
controller.
Do, yeah, you have to burn the Joker alive.
Burn the body of the Joker.
I think the Joker's face is on my screen for like 5 minutes. I'm just sitting there, like, controller right there, just going,
well, what do I do now? Like, yes.
Like, I even went online, like, do I press the button? I went,
like,
oh, okay.
Do I press the button? You just press the button.
It's a dark scene. It's just for a very dark game. Azrael, he's great too.
Azrael's awesome. I love those missions. Those were some of my favorite missions.
The pig face guy, that's a hard mission.
That fight was hard.
It's not hard-ish because they don't really fight back as much.
As much, but there's a lot of swarming you, though.
Like, you have to be quick.
Yeah.
But as I said, the Arkham games are just great fucking games. But apparently Superman is going to be the next, developed by Rocksteady. I'm very curious how that will work.
I think it'll be good. Rocksteady knows what they're doing. If they do anything as well as they do the Arkham games, then I have no doubt in their abilities.
But a gritty Superman, though?
It won't be gritty. Doesn't need to be. Doesn't need to be gritty.
I don't want one of those cookie-cutter type games, though. I don't want one of those. Not for Superman.
It's going to be, though. It's going to be Arkham Knight with Superman.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
but is that the worst thing? There's been worse things.
I feel like Rocksteady should focus more on Marvel characters.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rocksteady, start making Marvel games. I'm not against that. My number two, actually, is... So, I had a decision for number two, and I decided to split it between two games. So, I'm being an asshole.
You're doing this collection thing again?
I'm doing it. I had to. Because, originally, for my number two, was going to be the X-Men game for Sega Genesis. Came out in 1993, developed by Western Technologies and published by Sega. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome game for the time. In retrospect, it's a horrible game. It's not good. It's not good. I'm going to be very honest.
It's like the graphics for Spider-Man 2.
At the very beginning of the game, you choose in between Nightcrawler, Cyclops, Wolverine...
Colossus?
No.
Or was that just the arcade one?
Which brings me up to my split.
Oh, dirty bitch.
So for number two, my other one I was going to choose was the X-Men arcade game.
We already know who you guys always pick. Colossus.
Colossus. Bro! Dude, he had the best power.
Yeah, he hasn't shown that power in Deadpool.
No, it was just like a giant like force fuel. It's just blah, blah. Dude, like, I played the X-Men arcade game. That was one of the first That was one of the first arcade games I ever beat in the arcade. One of the first. There's a couple that I've beat.
In my head as a kid, I just, because I never beat them, I always just had it like, it just went on and on and on. It's pretty much just like one of those ones, like, how much money you want to spend.
Exactly. Exactly. But that came out in 92. It was developed by Konami. It was an arcade game. It was a six-player cabinet. You had the choice between Colossus, Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Dazzler, Storm.
I don't remember Dazzler.
Dazzler, she threw the diamond. She was like the old-school Jubilee. Dazzler, basically.
I thought Jubilee was in the game.
No.
And also, you're talking six-person, Kevin. What fancy fucking places you go to? I remember four-person.
The barcade, six-person cabinet, man.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
We're talking about field trips.
So, what the hell? Colossus, Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm, Dazzler.
Rogue? No.
No.
Jean?
No. Not Beast. Not Iceman.
You sure Beast wasn't one?
No, Beast was on one. Beast was on one. X-Men. I just remember that. God damn it, I don't remember. There was a six person. I can't remember who it was. But it might have been Gene. I don't think it was.
I guess we're going to the barcade.
Yep, and we're going to the barcade, which I think I'm going to go there later this afternoon. But anyway. But no, so I had to split it between these two games because the X-Men games meant a lot to me. I was a big X-Men fan. My favorite comic book character, if you haven't already known me or can tell, is Spider-Man and Venom in general. Actually, Venom's my favorite comic book character. And I love all those games, but the X-Men games and X-Men in general was the next big Marvel IP that I was super huge into. And those games were my childhood, man. Someone ragged on the X-Men game. That game sucked. I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
The cabinet or the actual game?
The second game.
Really?
Yeah, that game sucked. I'm like, yeah, I guess. Like, I loved it, dude.
I was just thinking about, why hasn't Marvel done, like, a new arcade game? Like, because you mentioned they're so focused on movies and all that, like, why wouldn't we get, like, at least an arcade one?
No one focuses on cabinet games anymore. There's no money in it.
I mean, Dave and Buster seems to be doing pretty well.
They're doing well, but are those, like, I mean...
There's the Jurassic Park one, there's the Star Wars one, also at Disney.
Yeah, but those are all offshoots. They're making so much money through other things that they don't have to care about the money they're making off their arcade.
I think it'd be nice.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm with you. I want one. I'm just so surprised they haven't done
it. Yeah, I would just love to see it one.
Yeah. So what do you got for your tip?
My number two is Arkham Knight. We're at number one already. You know that one that I left blank. So I believe it's time. So you have so many things going on. You want to go to Barcade tonight. You want to go see Deadpool tonight. You don't even know what you want to do.
Too many things. All right. So Bill, what's your number one, buddy?
Let's just do honorable mentions, and I'll like weed it out there.
Okay. What's your honorable mentions?
Deadpool.
Nice. Good choice.
It's a fun game. Everyone, like the critics, ragged on it. Like, oh, it's very poorly put together and all that. Like, I feel like it was just one of those last minute things, like Marvel just went, oh fuck, they're in jump, go.
That was on number 14 out of the top 15 list of games radar that we checked out, actually.
I think my number one is going to be the one that you told me was a superhero game, but I'm not going to say it yet. I feel like the rest of the Arkham series I will have as honorable mention because they're just some fun games.
Amazing games. Honorable mentions for me, I just want to throw a shout out to, and I haven't even played it, but I've played a lot of the other LEGO games. The LEGO Marvel Superhero games, it's a lot of love, and I don't doubt it being amazing, because those LEGO games are fucking hope.
I've heard they only had one misstep, and it was the Jurassic World one. It's the only misstep I think I've heard that they had.
Yeah. We've seen the LEGO Batman, LEGO Indiana Jones, LEGO Harry Potter. I played the shit out of LEGO Harry Potter.
Because they've done all eight. Star Wars now, right?
Yeah, they've done all the Star Wars ones. Wait, they haven't done Force Awakens.
Did they? I thought they did.
I don't think so.
They will at some point.
They will. And they'll probably do a ladder trilogy and do all of those.
I feel like I need to give the LEGO ones a try.
These are fun. If you want... Dude, here's the thing. And your girlfriend, Jamie, I don't know her too well, but I'm pretty safe to assume that she's not a gamer.
No. She likes The Sims. That's about it.
Okay. LEGO games are great games for girls. For anyone, excuse me, not girls. Anyone that's not a gamer. Because they're fun. They're a lot of fun, and they're co-op, so it's very jump in, jump out, and if they're funny, they're done extremely well.
I see some of the trailers, like, even the LEGO movies, they look great. I still need to watch the Batman.
I have not seen LEGO Batman either. LEGO movie was,
that was great.
I love the LEGO movie.
I mean, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, can't really go wrong. And Allison Brie, and Morgan Freeman, and
And Will Ferrell, Charlie Day. As the only live action person. But no, Will Ferrell was a voice as well. He wasn't just live action. He was the voice in the live action.
Yes. Yeah, the bad guy.
Which is Will Ferrell.
And Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Good cop, bad cop.
Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Yep. No.
See, we're just... You guys are just going, wait, what movie are all these people in?
What? Lego Movie. See the Lego Movie. It's awesome.
Any other honorable mentions?
I have a couple other ones. I'm going to cut a couple shout-outs to games that were on the list. That were a little higher than I thought they should have been. Incredible Hulk, Ultimate Destruction. I loved that game. But to me, that game was just a reskin of Spider-Man 2. On top of that, Iron Man, same thing. I felt it was like a reskin of Iron Man 2.
And also, can we just be honest? Spider-Man 2 wasn't that great of a game. The fact that you get to be Spider-Man and climb to the tops of buildings. The story seemed all over the place.
Open world superhero game. It opened up a lot of doors.
I'm not arguing that at all. I'm just saying the story was all over the place.
It was all over the place.
That's where it lost me.
And this is something that, while we're talking about, I don't mention it, I'll talk about it. This is something that surprised me. We talked about this earlier. Remember the time when every time a big budget movie came out, it had a video game that came with it?
Where are our Civil War games? Where is our Infinity War?
Our Thor game? Where's our Captain America game? Where's all these games that could be coming out?
We can't say Guardians because Telltale did that.
Telltale did do that.
Yes, it did.
And they did a good job with that, I gotta say.
I still haven't finished it.
I played the first episode. It was free. I played it all.
It's still so much fun. We'll say that spoiler.
Yes, you kill Thanos in the first episode. We can say that.
I believe actually it's Drax that kills Thanos.
Yes.
So his little sneaking around being the Invisible Man works.
Yeah, it does. That's still good. I can talk about other honorable mentions. Boogerman for Sega was a big fucking part of my history.
Earthworm Jim.
You were going to bring up Earthworm Jim. I was like, is that really a superhero? I'm like, I think so. I'm like, you know what? I agree. Earthworm Jim is a superhero. I totally agree with
Dig
that.
Dig Dug, no. The Beast from Rampage. No.
The Toxic Avenger.
Yes.
He had a video game for Sega and that was awesome. I would totally put that under superhero games. There's a lot of games throughout the years that were awesome fucking games to me that would be considered superhero games. More so than Marvel vs. Capcom and more so than Injustice.
What about... I'm going for a stretch here. Yeah. The Riddick video game.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero, but he's a bad guy. Would you put the Punisher on your list?
Oh, of course. Do you want Punisher? Punisher, I'll mention. Punisher was a fun game. That was the first game you got to, torture.
Yes.
There was one with the salt. It was gory, too. It wasn't...
Yeah, I never played it, but I heard a lot of cool things about it. I didn't say necessarily great things about it, but I heard that it was fun.
Playing it on a computer was really hard. Well, kind of.
Oh, you played it on PC?
Yes. There's the whole thing where your torture level, if you want to keep it medium.
Yeah.
Or you just want to just fucking kill them.
Put them on high. I just put them on high.
Oh, no, I would always just be like, fuck it. But you would lose points. I just went, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, there was one you dunk a guy's head in a thing of piranha. It went dark for. It was right after the Thomas Jane one, which. My favorite Punisher.
I love that movie.
It was that one in Dirty Laundry.
I was going to say, Dirty Laundry was great.
I wish... See, when they announced John Bernthal, that's where I was kind of just like, fuck this guy.
I was really upset, and then I was like, oh, he did a good job. Thank you. I was really upset when they announced him, but then I saw it, and I was like, okay. Alright. Spider-Man and Venom were my number one and number two favorite... Or Venom and Spider-Man were my number one and number two favorite Marvel comic characters. Frank Castle, Punisher's number three. Right there.
I was just slightly mad he wasn't even in the running. Yeah. I also got even more mad when I went and saw American Sniper and they're taking the Punisher symbol. Now we have an American flag.
I love America.
I don't know how much I can really say against Chris Kyle.
Let's not upset anybody. Let's get into our number ones.
You guys just wait until our Memorial Day episode.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, wait, that's next week. Independence Day episode.
Alright.
God damn it.
Mm. You remember the Independence Day game? Do you remember that game?
You mean Star Fox, that one level?
Actually, no. I'm not even thinking of...
No, there was an Independence Day game. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember seeing ads.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember what ads are? Things in magazines,
advertising.
Pages with words on them.
That you had to read.
Yeah.
No. Not just memes. that
I think it was just one game, wasn't it, right?
It was. And I don't remember anything about the game, but I remember the last level where you had to fly up and shoot the fucking...
I don't remember that.
Ship. I remember.
I remember. I do think there's an arcade arcade cabinet. There might be. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But,
Yes, please. You're number one.
Saints Row 4.
Oh, you did GG! I like that!
It wasn't until you told me it counts as a superhero game that I started to think about it and just went, oh yeah, they do call the power superhero power.
I mean, because here's the thing. We said superhero games. We did not say comic book games.
We did, that's very true.
So I will classify Saints Row 4 as a superhero
game. It's just so... It's the ultimate anti-Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
It really is. And that's why it's so much fucking fun to play. Like, yes, they only have 4 and Grand Theft Auto has 5, but... That's just... Shit happens.
Yeah.
But it's still just, it's so dark, it's so funny, and it goes places you really don't expect it to.
Yeah.
And how many have you played?
I played one a little bit. I played a little 3.
It's right when they got around there is when they started going. Like,
three was when they embraced the crazy.
It's when they started going, like, are we really trying to copy this? Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it, let's just do it.
Dildo is a baseball bat.
Yes,
go.
Exactly. Like, 2 was fun, 3 was literally, like, they're like, fuck this, we're
one
just
and 2 were, like, legit...
We're gonna Walmart, be gangster, yeah.
They were the Walmart, like, GTA is Target, they were the Walmart version.
Remember, like, all those games that came out at the time, like, True Crime, Streets of L.A.?
I played it, though.
Yes, I played that, too.
I unlocked Snoop Dogg.
Oh, there, you played a bit more than I did. I didn't get that far.
I think it was just you had to put his name on the license plate.
That.
It was a fun game. It was another one of those ones that went crazy. Yes. Like, you're, like, arresting criminals and you're shooting dragon heads.
Yes.
I like the bullet time as well.
Yeah, Narc. That was,
I remember that.
I played Narc. I remember it.
I'm trying to think of other ones now. This was, like, when street crime games were, like...
Open world street crime games were a thing. They were totally a thing.
There's probably somebody in Maine you don't even know about.
No, I guarantee. Oh, well, The Getaway.
That was
the British one.
Hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
I never got past the first level.
I played it for 3 days and took it back, and I was like, all right, I'll get some done
with this. We talked about clunky controls and how they work for us sometimes. That game didn't work at all.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't even get through the tutorial just with those controls.
Really? Wow.
It was that bad.
Remember Driver?
Oh, yes, I do remember
Driver. And the later Drivers, you could get out of the car, so I guess you would put that in that, like, same, like...
Kind of open world.
Like, open world, like, family. But
Saints World, for those of you who don't know, you're the president.
Yes.
And then aliens take over, and you're put into the Matrix, I guess.
Basically, yeah.
Which I just rewatched, so that's a whole other thing.
Anyway, good God.
Video game movies.
I saw you posting about that too. I'm like, oh, you're really watching The Matrix again? I'm like, oh no. That means we're going to talk about it for an hour.
That's in video game movies. I call that one, so if Reese takes it.
Oh, Revolutions? Dude, that game was.
Enter the Matrix.
I love that game.
It was such a fun game.
I love that game. It wasn't, like, really good, but
we're
it was
not
fun.
Rock, paper, scissors. We're not rock, paper, scissors. You're not getting that one.
It was fun.
I just had the one question about The Matrix. The directors.
Oh, those here we go.
It's a quick thing before you get to number one. They were both brothers.
They were.
Now they're both sisters.
Yes, they are.
Why? None of this is meant to be offensive. In any way, it's just going... Did they both, like, see one of those ads on television? There's not only those ads on television, just go, yeah.
I'm a girl now.
It just doesn't make sense.
Andy and Larry, and I don't know what their names are anymore.
I saw it when I was going through
that. They were Andy and Larry. At one point in their lives, they were Andy and Larry.
Gets very confusing.
And I'm sorry, I hope that
we are very off topic. Right?
Yeah, I hope this is a couple of wrong. I 100% support anybody's change.
I'm not against it either.
Totally.
I can understand one, but both. That's where it just gets very confusing.
Then the one brother get jealous, like, you know what, you're a girl now? You know what, fuck that, I want to be a girl now.
Like, Imagine my mortgage is going to sell us to sisters.
Yeah, right. Oh. Because they were Wachowski brothers, then they became the Wachowski siblings, so now they will be the Wachowski sisters.
So there was a siblings. That's where I was fucking curious.
They were Wachowski siblings for a little bit.
That's where, like, I was wondering if they didn't like that title.
Like Cloud Nine and there's another movie. I think Speed Racer. They were Wachowski siblings.
I'm going to have... Well, I'll just IMDb and look.
Yeah.
Well, no. It'll be their current ones. Fuck it. Sir, let's get to your number one before we start offending people. This is just something that bothered me. Also, in the very first couple minutes, that when his mouth gets... Like, why aren't we just going, what the fuck? We're all just like, oh, it's the system.
That's how it works. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions with the Matrix. That's another episode for itself for us just to talk about the Matrix.
When we get to video game movies, we'll... Yeah. So that's going
to
be a long
episode. Let's go to my number one. My number one, and we talked about it a lot already this week's episode, Spider-Man 2.
Really?
Surprise, surprise. I am one of the biggest advocates for Spider-Man 2. I will always say that Spider-Man 2, in my personal opinion, is the greatest video game.
I thought you were going to be an asshole and go and pick the new Spider-Man game, even though
I think it's going to take the title. But, all right, one, Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. Venom, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my favorite comic book series. Venom's my favorite comic book character, but I love Spider-Man.
So when Reese downloads God of War, in the same week the Spider-Man comes out, I wonder what we're getting a review of.
Nah, I'll play God of War before Spider-Man comes out. We got a couple months before Spider-Man comes out. But I gotta choose this game because this game, in my opinion, is what really laid the groundwork for so many other games like it. Like I talked before, the Iron Man game, the Incredible Hulk game. Honestly, the Arkham series, and I'm not saying the Arkham series is not great on its own and didn't do something different, because it totally did, but without games like Spider-Man 2, we wouldn't have ever seen the power of an open-world superhero.
I agree with you.
Totally. Like this was the first open-world superhero game that really blew the doors off of, like, oh, you got a mission over here, and you got a mission over there. But you know what? You can just go swing around this fucking city all day if you don't feel like doing shit.
I believe we keep talking about the episode we want to do of video games we want to see, and it's just like another superhero open world.
Yes, totally.
And I don't know the next time if we'll ever get that, honestly. Yeah. Like, maybe the next Spider-Man, I don't know, because we've only seen previews.
I don't know how open world the next Spider-Man is going to be. I don't know. I would love to say that it's going to be completely open world and crazy, but I can't say that.
I'm kind of hoping it's not just story driven. Because I have hopes for it. It's Marvel.
Yeah.
Fuck you, DC.
Yeah.
Even though my top two
games are DC. Top two games are DC game. Yeah. Fuck you, DC. Yeah.
Well, fuck your cinematic universe. Anyway. Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I never even saw it.
I didn't.
I never even saw it.
I think the worst of all of them was the one that got the most praise.
What's that?
Wonder Woman. I hated it.
Really?
Captain America.
We don't have time for this, right?
Captain America got Wachowski'd, and that's the only time I'll ever get to tie that in. Finish this. I'm proud of that one. Suck it!
Wonder Woman was a decent film, guys. We are not sexist people at all.
I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying it was a complete rewrite of Captain America.
It might have been.
Justice League was okay.
Gal Gadot is fucking gorgeous.
Too bad she died in Fast and Furious. She'd be making them more money if she was still there.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And Chris Pine's pretty cute, too. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Thank God for Star Trek.
Yes. No, man, Spider-Man 2 came out in 2004.
And it was for the movie.
It was for the movie.
Remember when they did that, guys?
Games that came with movies. And
Me and Reese talked about this. Although your argument kind of made sense, they focus more on the movies now and not like as the sub-marketing ideas.
I'm glad that they pay so much attention to the films and make good quality films, rather than split their attention and try to make a good game and not really pay enough attention to one or the other. But I do.
This will be my last Matrix reference. I don't want them to enter the Matrix where it's like, you have to play this to know the stories in between.
Yes.
I kind of wish they would, in a way.
I miss it. I do miss video games that came with the movies, because that was really cool to play a video game that came on the movie. The first Iron Man movie, the first Iron Man Hulk movie. When those things came out, they had games that came with them, and it was awesome. But why isn't there a fucking Thor movie? Why isn't there a Captain America movie? Why isn't there a Guardians movie? Why aren't there Doctor Strange, Spider-Man? Like, why aren't there games that come out with these movies? I'm glad that you're not doing it. I'm
also, Reisman Games, when he said movie and all that, I'm just going, all those movies exist, Reisman.
Yeah, I think, I'm
telling them. I know what you meant.
I'm surprised they don't do that, because I would love that, but I'm glad that they're putting all their effort
into the films. It's kind of like the sacrifice we have to take, or have to deal with, for good movies.
Exactly.
Which kind of sucks.
And I'm okay with that, though. I'm shocked. Because I know people, especially executives, want to make as much fucking money as humanly possible. And I feel like there's a lot of money out there to be made off of video game movies that they're not doing anymore that they used to do.
I just feel like the marketing alone for that would cost double the amount it usually does.
It would.
Now.
It would.
Because you have to go with all the... Well, you don't have to go with all these other markets. It could just be like simple marketing. But it would still cost X amount of dollars, which you don't know if they're going to recoup X amount of cost.
You never know, because you never know. Those games might flop.
That we've had many that have.
They're banking on these movies because these movies are making money, and they know these movies are going to make money. So I don't fault the studios for doing this. I'm just shocked. I'm surprised that they're not trying.
I think the most we're getting is those run games, like that we had Temple Run. I believe there was a Justice League run. I honestly do believe that's on the Apple Store.
Reskinning of games, because that's cheap. It's cheap to reskin a game.
They're also free games, so if they buy in-app purchases, in the end, they're making money.
I'm not mad at you guys. Spider-Man number 2, 2004, developed by Treyarch, published by Activision, PlayStation 2, came out for Xbox, and came out for other systems as well. But I played on PS2.
I think I played it on Xbox.
That game was so fucking good. They brought the storyline of Spider-Man 2.
Who was the narrator? Very famous. Very famous person. His show just got canceled on Starz.
What Starz show got canceled? 50 Cent? Did Power get canceled?
No.
I don't even watch Power, but...
Ash vs. Evil Dead. Bruce Campbell was an
narrator. Oh!
I believe that was Starz.
Which, actually, a Bruce Campbell character was one of the main villains in that game.
Was it?
And he played Mysterio in Spider-Man 3.
I did not know he played Mysterio. I know he played the narrator.
Yes.
That I know.
In Spider-Man 3, he was Mysterio, and Mysterio was Quentin Deck was one of the villains in Spider-Man 2. That was one of the bigger villains. Doc Ock was the overarching villain, just like the movie for Spider-Man 2. But there was they brought in Rhino, they brought in Shocker, they brought
that's
in...
That's where I got lost with just how it went from, like, honestly, delivering pizzas to Mysterio's invading. That's where I just went, I'm out.
Yeah, they went, where did this go? But I loved it. I played it so much. I enjoyed it so much. That was when you beat the game. You had the choice of all the different costumes. The Captain Universe version of Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2099. Black costume Spider-Man. They had a lot of different...
It's definitely Venom Spider-Man.
The Scarlet Spider costume of Spider-Man. They had all these different costumes to choose from. And those were cool add-ons. Once you beat the game, you could do... just mission fights against the villains like Rhino and Shocker and Mysterio. And
oh, notice for the real nerds out there. Notice how there was a Spider-Man 2 game. There wasn't a Spider-Man 3.
There was not. No, there wasn't.
The Topher Grace costume.
The people are calling this new Spider-Man game Spider-Man 3 because this would literally be the spiritual successor to the Spider-Man 2 game.
The graphics and all that look amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if they hold up. I haven't played in a very long time, but I remember for the time, it was mind-blowing. Being able to swing all over New York City.
We also used to think Grand Theft Auto 3 visuals are groundbreaking.
Yes, we did. Yeah, at some point, yeah. Super Mario 64 was mind-blowing at one point. Final Fantasy 7 was mind-blowing at one point. If you remember those days. I remember those days.
I do.
GoldenEye was mind-blowing at one point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sean Bean. God,
those flat polygonal faces, like with their faces mapped on them. Yeah, I know. That was mind-blowing at one point. Like in 1996, I was like, oh my God.
I would do want to know how many of you guys remember old gaming days. Like, legit.
Not many. Not many. I mean, don't get me wrong. Our fans are probably older. Our fans are probably in our age range. You know,
I remember
20s,
playing Mortal Kombat on a Sega Genesis with my cousin.
The only
attack I could do was uppercut. Because the controller was broken.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Only thing I could really do was just uppercut.
Ugh.
And he would let me win like one or two. Then get to like three and I get all cocky and no, that was done.
No. You're not getting any more freebies.
That's when he just started to go...
Butt mash.
Which I believe all of us have done.
At some point in our lives.
Shit happens.
They're picking Eddie Gordo in Tekken. He's gonna hit buttons and I'm gonna win because that's what.
I'm sorry, that meme is still the best thing. How to tell if your friend's an asshole while playing Tekken?
Picks Eddie Gordo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still wish that movie would have made with the person I had in mind, but Lateef Crowder. If you ever saw the movie The Protector, during the fight scene in the gym, he does capoeira. He was the fan favorite for Eddie Crowder. Okay. Never got it.
Wow.
He was also Baraka in the Mortal Kombat reboot series.
On YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
That was him as well.
Yeah.
For all those of you who don't know, my girlfriend knows this, I know so much weird shit, it's not even fucking funny. I IMDb the fuck out of everything.
He is our resident, like, bank of nerd knowledge. Yes. So.
I don't look it, but yeah, I know a lot of shit.
So that was our top three superhero games.
Our next week?
Oh, man, who knows? I don't even know. We're shooting from the hip here. I personally would love for us to do our first field trip.
Yes, I am down for the field trip.
So we're talking about going to the Barcade. There's a really cool gaming exhibit.
I don't know when this will air. We have until the end of September. No, beginning of September?
Beginning. September 3rd, I think.
Okay, we have until then to go into it. We will post, like, I have another post before this of guys who would want to go with us.
Yes.
We're not paying for any of you.
No. We have no money. No.
I might be generous to pick up the first round at a bar before or after.
I just bought a new car. I'm now $16,000 in debt, so no.
Bill will buy the first round.
There it is.
Parking is on you.
Yes.
If you can't find it, that's your fault. That's the best I got.
Yeah. So next week we're trying to do something fun. We're trying to bring some new content for you guys.
Like, guys, it's summer. Well.
Yeah.
By the time you see this,
it'll be summer. Yeah. So the weather's breaking. We want to get outside, get away from the stuffy, beautiful basement that we're in. So thank you guys so much for sticking around and checking us out every week. You guys are the best. You guys are awesome. Please make sure you check us out on our website at www.gamingbuzz.com.
We fixed it.
We did. It's updated. You can go check us out there. You can check us out on Twitter at GamingBuzz. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/GamingBuzz. Email me, Reese or Bill @GamingBuzz.com. If you have any questions, requests, if you have anything that you want to like any ideas for top threes, any ideas for us to make the show better, if you just want to tell us how much you hate us, you can do that as well. We won't listen to it.
Just message Reese on Facebook for that. More than likely, he'll be banned again.
So yes.
Because Reese doesn't know what memes to say no to. I'm down for all messages. If you tell us we're shit, I know where the block button is. Just give us insight, a list that you guys want to see that we haven't done yet. Top three format, again, as always.
Yes.
Just let us know. We're down for fucking anything.
We're here for you guys. I'm so happy to hear that you guys are watching. And we're so happy to hear that you guys give a shit about what the fuck we're saying. We have so much fun doing it.
Yes.
We hope you guys have just as much fun as we do doing it, listening to it. So please check us out. Come back. Tune in. We will have a new episode up every 2 weeks, if nothing else. I am Reese. That is Bill. We are Gaming Buzz. We love you.
You're familiar with Box. Almost.
I know. I didn't even shoot for it.
I will never even be able to do that one.
No, you did it by accident, too.
I did. It was a race of shit. Just goes right in the box. That's where it goes.
All
right.
So now I think I'm going to go see Deadpool, too, man.
Are you actually?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how drunk I get. I got to go eat something, and then I'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, you really want to get there before you see the cameo character in...
You can find us online at GamingBuzz.com, Twitter @GamingBuzz, or Facebook.com/GamingBuzz. Special thanks to River Horse Brewing and viewers like you. And don't forget to check out RNS Podcast and Black Mirror Reflections.